And so I began to read scripture again in a way that I never had prior. And I found that in reading not only the Old and New Testament, but also the Apocrypha, the Pseudepigrapha, and other extra canonical, extra biblical texts, that there was something that kept presenting itself to me. And this was the concept that what had happened in the garden had led to the beguilement of Eve, and that that beguilement resulted in her being impregnated with the firstborn son of the devil, Lucifer, and that Cain was not a child of Adam's, which if you look at it with an open mind and also do the research and study into the things that I will present on this program, it seems absolutely plausible, and it seems to be a skeleton key which unlocks so much more of scripture, which is veiled and connected to this knowledge and the discernment of it. And it will help people to understand the Genesis 3:15, the enmity between the woman and the serpent, between her seed and thy seed, speaking to Satan, and also will tie to the reality that we are dealing with as a planet, with the children of the devil sitting on all the thrones of the world, and the connections of the New World Order globalist elite to being part of this bloodline and lineage. Christ refers to them as the synagogue of Satan, those who say they are Jews but are not, and also speaks about them being as the tares in Matthew chapter 13, and also as the goat, the separation of the goat and sheep, which will take place at the end of days with the second coming of Christ and the harvest, and all those things are connected to this this one, symbolically and metaphorically, the garden parable.
Well, I think you may find our people a lot more open to what you're saying than what probably most people are, because I've made a DVD, and it's called DNA of the Mark of the Beast. And I talk about how Daniel 2:43 says that they will mingle themselves with the seed of men. I tie that to Joel 2:8, where they fall upon a sword, but they will not be wounded. That may explain why in Revelation 9:6 they'll seek death and not find it.
Right.
Desire to die and death shall flee from them. And then if you look at Revelation 16:7, it says noisome and grievous sores break out upon people that have the mark of the beast. And there is a very distinct possibility that when it says they mingle themselves with the seed of men, it is talking about exactly what you're talking about. I believe that along with the mark of the beast, they'll also offer an injection that will basically be injecting the seed of Satan into the DNA of those people that take it.
I miss the old world. But it's never going to be the same again, is it? Because I feel like I went to sleep in 2019 and I've woken up in 2023 in the middle of a genocide, in the middle of a Holocaust. That's what it is, because a certain part of society, of the population, has been targeted for extermination. Unfortunately, it's 90% of the population. So it's been nice knowing you. I'll see you on the other side. But what's really freaking me out is that most people I have interactions with are absolutely fine with it. The dead can't speak for themselves. They can't say, oh no, I was absolutely fine before the vaccine. It was definitely that. Those who've had it, who don't want to address the potential risks, have got their fingers in the ears and they're like, la, 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 it's not happening. And the rest of us are trying to help, because it feels to us like we're at the final scenes in the movie and not everyone's going to make it out alive. And I've got to ask myself, like, how much more can the human body, the human spirit take? Forget the psychological stuff with the over-sexualization of our children in schools and by governments, transsexualism, woke agendas, just the physical. So the majority of us poor human beings, we've got mRNA coursing through every cell we now know that it reaches in the body. We've got fluoridated water. The governments are bragging about that. We've got chemtrails and patents on those going back to 1969. We've got toxic rail crashes, we've got toxic soils and fertilizers, genetically modified seeds and foods. I mean, how much more can we physically and emotionally take? Why aren't people yelling murderer at these leaders every single time they step outside their front door?
What an incredible time we live in. Do you realize where we have been placed in time? The signs are all around us. Watching these scenes, even though it's just a movie, but watching the battle, this epic battle that we're in of good against evil, play out is incredible. It's something to watch. It's spectacular on a screen. But how many people realize this is the reality that is in front of us? This is not the eternal reality that we will spend with our Father, but it is a spiritual, eternal battle between good and evil in this realm. And we were placed here for a reason, specifically at this time. Are you awake? Do you know why you're here? Have you listened to Father's words? Are you reading His word? Are you seeking Him with all of your heart? If not, it's time to wake up.
About this. You've heard it said, God loves you. You've heard it said, Jesus loves you. Both of those statements are true. But have you ever considered the fact that the Holy Spirit loves you too? Have you ever considered the fact that He's elated by you? When we come from a mindset of religion and legalism, we think that He's barely putting up with us. Almost as if He's saying, I like you, but I don't love you. I'll tolerate you, but that's just about it. No, my friend. More than you desire to be in His presence, He desires to be in yours.
Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Lisa, and I'm here to share the latest word given to Glinda Lomax. The title is you will not understand. And this word was posted April 19th, 2023. My children, so many things are coming that you will not understand. Even those of you who know me, know that I am beside you through every step, even when it makes no sense to your human mind. Know that always my focus is on what is best for mankind as a whole, not one person or one family. Remember that I cannot answer your every prayer in this time, for all must be fulfilled, that my children can finally come home to me. Foremost in your mind at all times, as you go into the most difficult time in the history of the earth, must be to not deny me, no matter the circumstances. If you deny me at any time, in any form, your soul will be given over to the enemy. Nothing you can suffer is worse than that. Nothing you do without is worth your eternal soul. Remember this. You see the signs that I am coming back soon. Be encouraged, knowing your redemption draws nigh, and soon all the sorrows of earth will just be distant memories from heaven. And that is the end of this message. I pray you all have a beautiful day in the Lord. God bless each and every one of you, and I will see you either next video or in the air. Bye-bye.
The Sylmar Ghost. Parent Anna Deano was attending a high school football game at Sylmar High School in Los Angeles, California. She was recording her daughter Mariella doing a cheerleading routine when she caught this strange footage. Students at the school have started to refer to the footage as the Sylmar Ghost.
What do you think?
It don't look photoshopped, it looks as real can be.
CBS 2 News in Los Angeles asked Anna's daughter if the cell footage had been edited.
So she doesn't even know how to work a phone, so no.
So is this a bizarre phone glitch or a ghost caught on camera? You decide.
Hey everyone, hey brothers and sisters. Pan Nyland is a famous Indian film director. That's what Google says. He's doing an interesting gesture with his hands there. He's doing the Uttarabodhi Mudra, a gesture that is supposed to represent supreme enlightenment. It is not. It is the false light of Lucifer, and it is the pride of humanity to pose like this. God bless you, everyone.
How's that?
Good.
Look, wiggle your toes.
Yeah.
Yeah, what?
I can wiggle my toes.
What's
happened to your foot?
The bones have collapsed in my foot and broke, and they've twisted and everything. And
okay, why did they collapse?
Sugar diabetes.
Okay, that's the power of God coming on you. So we're going to pray for her foot. I think, that's the power of God coming on you. You feel it, G? You feel the power? Ooh, that's nice. Put your hand on her foot. See the power of God going through her hand? Power of God going through her hand? Power of God going through her hand? Thank you, Lord. We ask for new bones in the foot, Father. New bones in the foot. 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 There it goes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Strength coming into your leg. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord. Here we go. Oh, you feel that? You feel that? What do you feel?
Feel movement.
Movement, yeah. That's the bones moving in your foot.
And burning.
That's burning. Bones are moving, Joe. Keep praying. Thank you, Lord. There's the power of God moving your bones, realigning your bones, realigning your bones.
What are you feeling now?
It feels so different. It
feels different?
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
All right, you want to try it?
That's it. That's it. How's it going? That's it going? How's it going? How's it going? How's it going?
What do you feel? Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For healing my foot.
For healing my foot.
Thank you for healing her foot in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. How's it feel?
Good.
Wonderful. What did you feel happening in your foot?
It felt like the bones were moving and really hot coming into the top end of my foot.
Praise God.
Yep. Thank you, Jesus.
Look at that.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's a miracle.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
She says it's healed. That's pretty awesome. Yeah.
So she's wiggling. Look, she's wiggling her toes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, what?
I can. Wiggle my toes.
Rhoda. Do you feel that? What does that feel like? Do you know what's happening around you, Rhoda? Do you know what's happening around you? She doesn't know what's happening around her. Heaven is manifesting around her. There's flowers all around her. Flowers. Heaven has come. And the demonic is manifesting because heaven in the spiritual realm is manifesting. There's flowers all around her. And it's tormenting the demonic in her life. She can't stand it. This demon is being tortured by heaven. Heaven, the kingdom of heaven, is all around her. Rhoda, that's fire burning through you. Fire all over your body. Fire all over your body, Rhoda. Fire all over your body. Nowhere to hide, demon. Come out. Nowhere to hide. Nowhere to hide. Fire all over you. Fire all over you. There is a river that flows from God above. There is a fountain that never shall run dry. Come to the river, there is a vast supply. All of you, come out. All of you, out of her. In Jesus' name. Everywhere that you're hiding, come out of her. In Jesus' name, out of her abdomen. Everywhere, come out. In you're free. You're free. You're free. You're free. Come, Rhoda. Come. 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 God loves you, Rhoda. What did that feel like?
Not a bit.
You don't know. It was Jesus setting you free. God loves you. Praise God. Someone say, praise the Lord.
Listo.